All right, Victor, right before we went to break, you were talking about that these Israelis had been caught and carrying, you know, explosives. But I want to ask you a question because this question came in to me yesterday, and I promised this person I would ask this question. You are convinced that the towers were brought down by a Zionist group, and an inside job, essentially. Is it feasible, and I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Judy Wood's work, where she says a directed energy weapon or a beam very likely brought that down. Would you say that's a possibility?
Well, I'm gonna spend 1 minute on this, Gianni, and then I'm going to move on because I know all about this. A couple weeks ago, I was doing a radio show, and the same exact person called into the radio show and asked me this question. On the same subject, the same exact question. I know who it is. I answered his question, and obviously he wasn't satisfied with the answer. So you know what he did? He started emailing people, different radio show hosts, behind my back. He started calling me names. He started making accusations, and specifically he called me an agent provocateur. I saw the same email that you got, Gianni.
Yeah, he did call you that, yes.
And yeah, so now, when he called me on the radio show 2 weeks ago, he didn't call me any names, he didn't make any accusations or anything like that. But then, when I don't give the answer that he likes, then he goes behind my back and starts making accusations and sending these slanderous emails to people calling me names and so forth. And so what I'm going to do, Gianni, is I absolutely refuse to deal with people like this, and right now I'm just going to respectfully bite my tongue. And I'm going to move on because I know who the person is.
Well, but I'm curious. Could it have been something like that that could have brought it down, regardless of whether Judy is saying it or...
It was a control... I told him that I have a book. It's 9/11 on trial. I believe we did an interview on your show about it, that this was a controlled demolition. That's my view. I have tons and tons and tons and tons of evidence, and I explained it to him on that other radio show. Now, why he goes behind my back when he had every chance to, you know, to say something during that radio show, I don't like people that operate like that, Gianni, that go behind people's back and start making accusations and calling names. So I don't want to discuss this person or, you know, he called into that radio show a couple weeks ago, and I told him my opinion. And I don't know if you like tactics like that, but,
not especially. You've got something to say, you say it to me. That's the kind of person I am.
Yeah, exactly. And
but
so he sent it to other radio show hosts too, who also tipped me off about it. So, you know, anyone that operates like that, I don't have time for, and I'm not even going to acknowledge. So let's
All right, but let's go to this controlled demolition. When would they have planned it? See, I think it's a controlled demolition too, Victor, but I'm curious, when do you think, when they powered the building down, when could they have planted these demolitions in there?